Clegg, Africa, what made you so strong? And Thursday, the 5th of October, we are into a new month, and not just any month. October is Mental Health Awareness Month. And, well, in the house with me right now, you would have heard me mentioning just before that track, I'm very lucky to have a lady who is well known as a mental health advocate, as a speaker. She is extremely highly regarded, and arguably one of the most knowledgeable and respected property professionals in South Africa, Yael Geffen, the CEO and shareholder of Sotheby's International Realty, and just a dynamo and a powerhouse of a woman in her own right, is back with us on the microphone, no stranger to Radio Life and Style. Yael, great to have you back on the KZN North Coast for this morning. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Mike. It's interesting when you hear someone reading out your bio and, you know, you hear the words powerhouse and this. And that's why I'm here to shed a light, or what's it, lift the veil on mental health. Because there are days that I don't feel like the powerhouse that you describe me to be, you know. And I think we see each other, whether it's on social media or what people want to convey, and there's the reality behind it too.
Yeah, and you know, trying to hold yourself to the standards of people that you see on social media, it's an impossible task, obviously. You've got these people that present only their best selves to you, and you think, how could I ever be as successful or charming or dynamic as this person on Instagram? And it's obviously, it's a complete smokescreen, or it's only part of the equation, part of the picture, because in all of us, we've got the light and the dark, and that's you need the yin and the yang. But we were just having a little chat off air and talking about how in the last couple of years, since COVID, since the dark days of lockdown first dawned, how so many people really hit a dark place, a rock bottom mentally, from the isolation, from being caged in their own kind of prison, for want of a better word. And I don't know if people have really recovered to a large extent since then. We're now 2 years plus down the line, and I was chatting to a lawyer the other day who was saying, you know, if we're honest, a lot of people drink a lot more than they did before COVID, before lockdown. You know, we're all in some way, shape or form probably dealing with some kind of post-traumatic stress, and KZN doubly so because of all the extra stuff, the looting and the floods and the economic pressures of living in today, and then trying to keep up with the Joneses. I mean, it's actually a miracle that we're all not just
in the pub.
You know, how do we do it? Keep putting one foot in front of the other. But I think, I mean, what is your perspective on this? Do you think that we're all, if we're honest with ourselves, struggling to maintain mental health, and it's a daily thing, and it's happening almost in the background, we're not even really acknowledging it.
So if one of us suffers, we all suffer. That's the reality. And the only way to really heal is to share. And up until the spotlight has been shined on it, people weren't interested in sharing for fear of judgment, the stigma. Oh, don't talk, deal with her. She's crazy. She's got mental health condition. It was never treated like diabetes or cancer. If someone's got diabetes, it's far more acceptable than with someone who suffers from depression or bipolar, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a condition, and a condition is manageable and has a treatment plan. I'm so glad you mentioned COVID to now, because I don't think we've even begun to realize how traumatized we are. Our children and us, ourselves. And I always say that there should have been some kind of coming out party, like a transition, like, oh my gosh, we can now wear masks, let's celebrate. But it was like wearing masks, humans are dangerous, germs are dangerous, stay at home, be isolated. And all of a sudden it was, we're out and about, life is normal. There was no transition. So for the brain, how can the brain process that? And a lot more people are drinking and using substances because they are traumatized. And a lot of people actually took their lives either during or quite soon after the lockdown or the ban was lifted, because they didn't know how to cope with isolation. And isolation is one of those, sure, it's like a necessary evil when you're feeling that way. But the real trick is to get yourself out of isolation and get that wellness village around you. So, yes, even the children, Mike.
Well, you know, talking to lots of people like we do on the station and childhood developmental experts who've said there's such a noticeable difference in this kind of post-COVID crop of kids in terms of because they were kept away from other kids for so, and they missed those sort of early milestone moments those first 2 years, and it's the ripple effects are now we're starting to see. But as you say, we're probably only going to start to get the full picture of this thing, you know, 10 years out, and we'll be able to really quantify just how much our worlds have been collectively rocked.
I mean, think about it. You're locked in a cage, you know. You're told you can't leave. Everything and everyone outside is dangerous and could potentially cause you or your family death, you know, an illness. And all of a sudden, everything's okay again.
Yeah.
It's mentally quite shocking. And my little one was in grade one in 2020, which is your first formative year of schooling. And let alone what parents had to do, you know, me running a company and becoming a mom, school teacher, teach my son about Zoom and Microsoft, and the little guy's six, you know. It was a mad time.
And we're still reeling, I think, if we're honest. But a lot of people haven't had a chance to actually stop and reflect and catch a breath. It's just been a constant paddle to keep the head above water. And now in this month of October, while we're shining a light on this thing, while we're trying to say it's okay to acknowledge that you've been struggling, that you've been barely keeping your head above the waves, because actually the whole world, even though they don't want to admit it, we're all
in crisis. It's the new pandemic. Well, it's not new. It's just a pandemic that's being recognized now. Because of social media, because information is at our fingertips, it's more accessible to read and see that, oh, wow, that person suffers, or, oh, wow, or, oh, there is treatment. And at some point, it's also worrying because it's glamorized also to a certain effect. So you're dealing with the illusion of it and the reality of it.
Yeah.
And some employees are taking advantage of employers. Some employers aren't in touch with what's happening with their employees. So there's a lot going on, but it's a crisis, and it's okay to not be okay. And that's what this month is really about.
And for you as an ambassador, as an advocate, as someone who's got a platform and is able to help get this thing out into the open and to start these conversations and to put a spotlight on mental health, what takeaways, changes, implementations would you hope that people, that companies, or just individuals, what would you like them to just kind of start thinking about or start doing as we start to shine a spotlight on where we're at mentally?
I'd like them to go on a similar journey as me. So for most of my life, I hid the fact that I was bipolar and had bipolar 2. And then I, about 2 years ago, decided to share my story. Because, like we said, healing is sharing. And I thought the world would turn its back on me, and instead it embraced me with warm, loving, open arms. And I think that's the fear, is if you are suffering or have a condition, you are so nervous to speak about it for fear of people labeling you. I mean, you know, there were those movies, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and, you know, like frontal lobotomies, and people seem to put you in that kind of section without, like, thinking, okay, you can be a a lovely human being. You can be a mom, you can be a wife, a spouse, you can be a daughter, a sister, a businesswoman, you can win awards, you can, you know, make a change. So my real passion is to get other people of influence to step forward and kind of say, you know, mental too. not in that kind of like bad, you know, connotations, but just to say me too, you know, I've got it too, or I've lost a brother, I've lost a sister, I've suffered, you know, and the more we speak about it, the more we all heal. I lost a brother to this illness, and it is the most devastating thing to happen to a family, and to lose someone you love when there are possibilities of that person getting help and living a full life. So I kind of think my plight is to keep awesome people here that deserve to be here, that deserve to live a full, rich, wonderful life. And there are ways and means, but it takes work, just like any other condition, health condition. You can't go around with diabetes and eat 17 donuts, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
But it's not gonna be a happy outcome.
You know, you've got a plan, a wellness plan, and it's the same with this. So I want people to speak about it, and not just people to stand from their ivory towers and say, oh, I'm so into mental health, but people who actually have the condition or have suffered in terms of their family, lost loved ones, to talk about it. You know, there aren't support groups for people's families who are touched by someone with mental health issues.
Mm.
There aren't support groups, but you have AA support groups or the families, and there should be support groups because it is the most devastating ordeal to go through when one of your loved ones is either attempting suicide, often talking about it, or you see someone suffer. It is so painful and creates a lot of trauma in the family as well. So there's got to be a spotlight on all of this, Mike.
She was, and maybe, you know, as a step towards that, if you have been struggling with the feeling of isolation, as I think everyone has at some stage, definitely since lockdown. I mean, lockdown was isolation. Still today, I think there's this great epidemic of loneliness, and finding ways to connect with people, physically connect with people, so that you've got people to share, to talk to. And these don't have to be people that you know necessarily. I mean, we had the running club in this morning, Dolphin Coast Riders, saying, you know, Thursday evening, come on down to the club, it's open to everyone, just come and start moving and meeting people. And you know, if that becomes your Thursday therapy session where you get to offload a bit and to talk about what's happening in your life and listen to someone else's story and share yours, then you're in a better place than you were when you were just sitting with your phone in your hand trying to think of your clever Instagram caption or something.
Mike, you know? You have no idea how many people have shared their stories with me once I've opened up. And I'm talking about high-profile, prolific people in their own right. And they feel safe once you share to actually say what's really going on with them, you know. And I'm guilty when I'm feeling really, really depressed or I'm having a bad kind of mental health moment. I don't want to leave my house. No one wants to leave their house. You know, I want to curl in a ball in the fetal position. But what I do have, and if everyone listening today can just take note of this, there is that one person in your life. And I have an SOS group, which is literally, it's like, it's a group that drops everything to help me, okay? And these are friends that understand. It could be one person. It could be one person. But it's a friend. It doesn't have to be a family member. Often they give us their mental health problems. I'm just, you know. and to create like a doctor, you know, a doctor on that group, you know, and reach out. And I literally say SOS. SOS.
Give it that label on WhatsApp or whatever.
That's it. And these people drop everything because they realize I'm in trouble and they're there. You know, and for you to be on an SOS group for someone else is an absolute honor and a privilege, because that means that person entrusts you so much. So, and I feel for the people of KZN, you guys have been through a lot. Not only lockdown, the floods, the riots. I mean, and I can see people are tired, Mike. They are tired. So I feel for you, and create your own SOS group and your own wellness plan and talk about it.
I love the messages this morning, Yael. And for those that are, you know, I think we all actively also need to keep topping up our cup of inspiration, because you can feel really fired up and inspired, and by the end of the day, you've kind of already started to lose that sparkle. How can folks keep following you on your journey and hearing your insights on social media or on your website? What's the smart? Do you have a blog? Mm. Give us the deets. Mm.
So I'm actually busy writing a book. I just have to kind of finish it.
Hey, you can buy the book.
First, let me finish it. But I'm on LinkedIn, so you just go to Yael Geffen on LinkedIn, and I'm on all the socials. And I'm not putting fake poses of how perfect my life is and hashtag blessed. That's the other thing, Mike. This hashtag blessed must go.
Yeah.
It must go. it will change the world with mental health, because this comparison, you know, they say comparison is the thief of joy. And when you are feeling down and you're looking at everyone's messages of how fabulous their life is, oh my God, I'm in Ibiza, and oh, this is my person and all that, that creates mental health issues alone. Okay. So you can find me on all the socials, and I have a website as well. It's yaelgeffen.com, Yael. Geffen, GEFFEN.com. You'll find me, or I'll find you.
One way or another. She's on a mission. Yael Geffen, and it's been a great privilege to have you back in the studio, Yael. And I hope you're back on the Dolphin Coast really soon, so that we can have another catch up and a chat, and keep shining your light as you do so well. And wishing you a thrilling Thursday, a fantastic month of mental health awareness. And just wishing you like all the most amazing stuff for the week
and
the year ahead.
Do your homework today. Go create your SOS group. And if you want me, put me on it. That's also fine. Okay. I'll take your call.
Hey,
I'll take your call.
Done.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Yael. Yael Geffen on Radio Life and Style, bringing you back to the music on this Thursday morning. Here's Robbie Robertson.